You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, but let me just jump over to my comments now. So listen, in my study at home, there's three rifles hanging on the wall. Those rifles will never fire again. Their role is to serve as a reminder to my family of the generations of sacrifice that this family has made and has made this nation what it is. My grandfather, my father, and I each brought home those reminders, those rifles, from World War II, Vietnam, and Afghanistan, respectively. And they all hang together on one wall now. They are essentially three generations of war trophies. But really, they're three generations of war memorials in a family that's been committed to military service for over a century. We each entered the service in Alabama. We returned here when our tours were completed, and those three rifles, I'm telling you right now, they're personal treasures. I wouldn't take any amount of money for them. My father and my grandfather have both passed away now, but they were patriots, both of them. They were true believers in America and what it stands for. But I know what they would say if they could see today's news cycle. They'd be looking at it, and they'd probably wonder aloud, who's going to stand up? Well, standing up, folks, standing up can be done next Tuesday by voting. So before I follow through on that thought much further, I got to tell you, I read a book recently by Sebastian Younger. It's called Freedom. It's sort of a rambling kind of book, like reading somebody's personal journal. But this morning I found a quote that I thought was so on point. Younger, the guy who wrote it, was camping near a train track, and he marveled at the size and the weight and the speed of a freight train going by. And he asked his hiking buddies, two other guys, what they thought it would take to stop something like that dead in its tracks. And the only response they could figure was another train coming from the opposite direction. But then Younger said this. Here's the quote. America could seem like that as well. A country moving so fast and with so much weight that only a head-on collision with itself could make it stop. Well, that's where we are. The existential threat to all that we as freedom-loving Americans hold dear is not so much a virus, it's not an external enemy, it's the fight going on within our own culture. And like many conservatives across the nation, I feel like I've gone through Alice's looking glass lately. I mean, conservatives are constantly being told that what we have always believed is right is now wrong, that basic discourse is just no longer allowed, that dissenting opinions are lumped together as some kind of fringe groupthink, that groupthink is required, though, as long as it fits in a certain narrative. The President of the United States just gave a full-blown speech last night for no other purpose except to brand me and anyone else who dares to think or vote like me as a threat to democracy itself. I got news. I fought for democracy. The very idea. Government leaders at all levels have been browbeating citizens and even ruining some lives, crushing businesses by declaring the winners and losers of society during the pandemic. To be sure, the coronavirus was awful. It visited my household hard. But declaring businesses non-essential, shuttering society, keeping loved ones from visiting their dying relatives in the hospitals, and then using federal relief dollars to largely fund more government has created cynicism, and now they want pandemic amnesty, as if it never really happened. Well, we vote next Tuesday, and we all know it happened. How about big tech? Big tech has been protected by sanctuary laws written to protect them. It's in full survival mode right now, though, knowing that they have to cancel all their opposition in order to maintain their status quo. But there's still hope that if we vote right, if we see a changeover, that we might see a repeal of that Section 230 protection. Never mind the fact that Elon Musk also bought Twitter might have some impact. But then to add to the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, there's an actual government action being taken right now to legitimize the misguided notion that a boy can be a girl and that defining a woman scientifically is impossible. And the people who are in office right now making those regulations, which I'll tell you more about in a few minutes, guess what? We get to vote next week. Liberals across the nation have generated legitimate concern that they will do all they can to water down our Supreme Court, degrade the efficiency and the accuracy of voting, label everything as, quote, infrastructure, so they can spend our grandchildren's money. 2 years ago, these concerns would have seemed far-fetched, at least some. But then 2 years ago, Georgia was a fully red state, elections were sacred, and riots were not commonplace. Listen, it's not a question of accepting a differing viewpoint. Politics is always cyclical. What goes around comes around, they say. I've often debated the issues, and at times I didn't feel as though I was prevailing, but I learned to keep on working, continue with life, just fuss at political differences. But this is not that. This feels different. This next week feels like an election that is different. For conservatives, what we're experiencing today, it feels like a crushing attempt to literally change our way of life forever. And that will not happen, at least not quietly, not as long as I have a microphone, not for a minute, not one dang minute. There are heroes left. They are out there. My dad, my granddad, they may wonder where they are. I can tell you where they are. They're in the voting booth. Citizens with voices and reason and self-will have always been the mainstay of our society. Individual citizens still have a right and a say in what happens in their homes and lives. Dark days do not deter resolved people, and there are many who I believe will begin to work within a time such as this to bring the compass back around to true north. Ordinary people do extraordinary things when times call for them. And right now, what they're calling for is a simple vote. That's why next week's election is so important. All elections matter. And to be sure, every vote matters. But this election, like I said, it feels different. This one feels like far more than just that obligatory vote for that person who we read about, who's running for some office, removed from our sphere of influence. No, my friends, this one, this election, next Tuesday, it feels like a reckoning. Every voter should feel like they have a mandate, a mission. Every single one. And you should not only vote, you should remind your friends, your coworkers, your loved ones, your churchgoers, the lady at the fast food window, the guy who sprays your house for termites, the lifeguard at the pool, the mailman. Tell everybody. Tell them that next week is more important than any vote in recent memory. Because it's about our nation. It's about standing up. It's about saying no more to the madness. It's about bringing clarity back to our day-to-day. And I hope liberals are worried. You ever seen the movie The Outlaw Josie Wales? Great movie. Clint Eastwood, classic. In one scene, he appears up on the hillside with the sun at his back. Just one man standing in the way of the Comancheros, the bad guys, who have kidnapped his friends. And two of those friends were an old lady, one they called Granny, and an old Native American guy they called Chief Lone Waddy. And the chief, he saw Josie on the hill with the sun at his back and his guns at his side, and he quietly said, "Hang on, Granny. Hell is coming to breakfast." Well, I hope that liberals feel that way about next Tuesday because they can sense it. They can feel it. It's their reckoning. There is much at stake, but y'all, there's heroes still among us, ordinary folks, folks who vote, and every vote counts. So next week, you vote. You take a stand for what you believe in. Your votes are needed for such a time as this. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I was talking to Charlene today. I said, "Baby, I got writer's block. I'm not sure where I'm going with my monologue." She goes, "Tell them to vote." She said, "Tell everybody and tell them how important it is." And it all came together after that. Listen, folks, you can't turn that message aside. Don't be the ones who get to the end of the day and the polls are closed and you go, "Oh, shoot, I forgot to go." Go early. Take a friend. Take your kids. Go vote. Make it a thing. If you're an employer, let your folks have time off from work to go vote. Got to do it. Not a vote to be missed in this one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, we got so much going on in this show today, and I'm excited to have Greg Cook in studio. I love it when folks are able to make it to the studio themselves, because that gives us more of a chance to sort of hang out and draw out the conversation a little more. Got some great text. By the way, the text line's open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. So, Allie from Athens, with regards to my... where'd it go? Allie from, yeah, here it is. Allie from Athens, with regards to my piece just a minute ago, my monologue, she says, "Hang on, Granny. Hell is coming to breakfast is hands down one of your best, Senator." Anything that Clint Eastwood said is going to wind up being pretty good. You got to admit, Allie, but thank you. She also said, oh, by the way, she just pointed out too that she's been, her stuff's being printed in or published in 1819 News. I'm glad to hear that, my friend. Good job. And then let's see what we got here. I'm looking at Raven from Russellville. Let's see what he's saying. Or she's saying. I you know what? I don't know. I think Raven's a she? He? I think he. I don't know. Raven, clarify for us. Anyway, I'm a bit long in the tooth, my hair and beard. Oh, okay, beard. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say he now. All right. I'm a bit long in the tooth, my hair and beard is gray, but as long as I draw breath and I and plenty of others like me will never stop standing in the gap for the United States of America, one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Who will stand? I will. Golly, I want to take that one. I may just have to hang that on the wall. Yeah, hit print. Raven, thank you, brother. What we got? Tank from Fairview is asking, can we cover the amendments that are on the ballot for next Tuesday? Yes, I am doing that tomorrow, Tank, and all those who are wondering. Yeah, there are a number of amendments that you'll be voting on that will impact state law. Sometimes they're local, sometimes they're statewide. I'll cover down to those tomorrow on what I know of them and sort of lay them out for you, because it's always so confusing when you read those things. Daryl from Huntsville just said, thanks for the pep talk, dude, and passed a compliment. We appreciate it, Daryl. Thank you much for that. Jenny from Decatur, I mentioned a minute ago, government gone rogue is one of my dippers for the day. She said government gone ungodly, and I said yes. There you go. Jeremy from Huntsville says, great monologue. I needed to hear that. You know what? I think a lot of people did, man. I think Charlene was right. She said, tell them. Tell them to vote. Tell them why. So anyway, Paul from Athens says, this is not, Boomer, this is not Friday Eve. This is post-Campbell Day.
I like that better, Paul. Thank you.
Post-Camel Day, you like that? All right. It's the day after Camel Day. Post-Camel Day.
Post-Camel Day.
Yeah, got a little post-Camel going on.
I like some camel.
All right. Nice. He also says, got that kind of sneaky suspicion that Democrats are up to something. He says, I think they're planning another 2020. Says they're saying accept the outcome. It may take three or more days to see the results. Well, you know what, though? That's why we have to vote in a wave. It's hard to hide a wave, man. I know that there were things that happened in 2020 that all of us still question. But nonetheless, vote. Vote in a wave, and let's see what happens. Rita from Scottsboro just texted in and said, I voted yesterday and took my mom as well. Good job, Rita. Get her done. All right, hey, listen, there's a ton of stuff on the show today. You're going to want to hear it all. We'll cover down on some topics, not the least of which is in just a minute I'll kick off with talking about this speech the president gave last night. By the way, if you listen to this show and agree with this show, then the speech was about you, just so you know. That's what it was. If you are listening to this show, agreeing with this show, then the speech was about you. You are a threat to democracy. Go figure. I'm sorry. I thought we were the ones defending the nation from the massive changes in liberal overreach that we are seeing from government right now. That's funny. But no. We are all a threat to democracy. We are the ones intent upon death and destruction. We are the ones trying to tear down all that has been built over the centuries. Yeah, you heard me. And by the way, I'm not making this up. That was the tone and the tenor of the speech. Those were the things actually being said. A threat to democracy is actually one of the lines from the speech. So it was unreal. We'll cover that in a minute. Got to tell you a couple things, too, just on the admin side. Our website is so full of stuff. I mean, it's got all kinds of things in there. Check it out at www.rightsideradio.org. Because right now we have the live stream up, and I see what you're doing, Boomer. You're adding the little byline to the bottom of the screens, man. You're like, you're getting kind of artsy on this stuff. But yeah, our website, www.rightsideradio.org, has got all kinds of things on it. To include, by the way, you can have all the links. You may already be a podcaster. You may be picking up the podcast from Podbean or Apple or Google, you know, Tunes or iTunes or whatever. But you can also access them on the website. So they're right there in the front. You can check it out. What are we up to, Boomer? We're right at 90,000 almost, right?
We're right there. I mean, like, we're probably going to hit 90,000 during the show.
Wow.
I mean, it's right there.
And we predicted yesterday 100,000. I said by the end of this month, and you said by the 10th of December.
December 10th.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to buy you a donut if you are right.
Yes.
I'll do push-ups and buy you a donut. But either way, it's pretty amazing. All that stuff's on the website, to include, by the way, the photo gallery, to include recommended reading list of books that we think are impressive. Articles that have been written I've got one that comes out every week, and it updates regularly. And also, by the way, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity. So if you want to advertise on Right Side because you love this show, we'll take you. How to contact us is on that website also. Check it all out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're going to be right back with a whole bunch of stuff. Hang tight.